Shalom, Dodi. I am Nade Patel Elion, and today I would like to read and continue reading from Wisdom of Solomon. Wisdom of Solomon 7. It says, Solomon received wisdom from God. I myself also am a mortal man, like to all, and the offspring of him that was first made of the earth. And in my mother's womb was fashioned to be flesh in the time of 10 months, being compacted in blood of the seed of man and the pleasure that came with sleep. And when I was born, I drew in the common air and fell upon the earth, which is of like nature. And the first voice which I uttered was crying, as all others do. I was nursed in swaddling clothes, and that with cares. For there is no king that had any other beginning of birth, for all men had one entrance into life, and the lie going out. Wherefore I prayed, and understanding was given me. I called upon God, and the spirit of wisdom came to me. I preferred her before scepter and thrones, and esteemed riches nothing in comparison of her. Neither compared I unto her any precious stone, because all gold in respect of her is as a little sand. And silver shall be counted as clay before her. I loved her above health and beauty, and chose to have her instead of light. For the light that cometh from her never goeth out. All good things together came to me with her, and innumerable riches in her hand. And I rejoice in them all, because wisdom goeth before them. And I knew not that she was the mother of them. I learned diligently and do communicate her liberally. I do not hide her riches, for she is a treasure unto men that never faileth, which they should use. Become the friends of God, being commended for the gift that came from learning. God had granted me to speak as I would, and to conceive as is meet for the things that are given me, because it is He that leadeth unto wisdom and directed the wise, for in His hand are both we and our words, all wisdom also, and knowledge of workmanship. For he had given me certain knowledge of the things that are, namely, to know how the world was made, and the operation of the elements, the beginning, ending, and midst of the times, the alterations of the turning of the sun, the change of seasons, the circuits of years, and the positions of stars, the nature of living creatures, and the furies of wild beasts, the violence of winds, and the reasonings of men, the diversities of plants, and the virtues of roots. And all such things are either secret or manifest. Them I know, for wisdom, which is the worker of all things, taught me. This is Wisdom of Solomon 7, 1 to 22. And I'm going to continue the 23 to 30. The heading for that, it says, the qualities and power of wisdom. For in her, an understanding spirit, holy, one only, manifold, subtle, lively, clear, undefiled, plain, not subject to hurt, loving the thing that is good, quick, which cannot be led, ready to do good, kind to man, steadfast, sure, free from care, having all power, overseeing all things, and going through all understanding, pure and most subtle spirits. For wisdom is more moving than any motion. She passeth and goeth through all things by reason of her pureness, for she is the breath of the power of God, and a pure influence flowing from the glory of the Almighty. Therefore can no defiled thing fall into her, for she is the brightness of the everlasting light, the unspotted mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness and being, but one. She can do all things, and remaining in herself, she maketh all things new, and in all ages entering into holy souls, she maketh them friends of God and prophets, for God loved none but him that dwelleth with wisdom. For she is more beautiful than the sun, and above all the other of stars, being compared with the light, she is found before it. For after this cometh night, but vice shall not prevail against wisdom. Wow, this is amazing. It's the wisdom that Solomon received. In this 30 verses, we've learned a lot of things about wisdom. How wisdom is more precious than gold. It's like sand. Gold is like sand before wisdom. Clay is referred to silver. Can you imagine? And he talks about the birth. And as a matter of fact, every human being all came to being through one way. They laid in the womb of a woman for several months, almost a year, before they were born. And when they were born, one thing that is required, the child will cry first. That is a sign of life. Ha! Now, it talked about how he prefers her before all scepters and thrones. And this king was the greatest of all kings. He was most wealthy. He was most wise. Wisdom is amazing. Wisdom is also referred to as a woman. So people who are out there who have no regard for women and they just mistreat them and they hurt them and they punch them and they beat them and they do all kinds of atrocious things to them, they have no wisdom, you see. They have no wisdom. Because if they do have wisdom, they will never lay hands on a woman, no matter what. They will treat her carefully. They will treat her gently. This is the person, this wisdom is symbolizing the power of God. And he chose to present her in the form of a woman. Women are very intuitive. Every great man in this world is great because of a woman. I kid you not. And every man that has fallen because of a woman. A woman is like a two-edged sword. You have to choose which side you want to be on. Because men can get over things quickly, but women, it takes a long time. Now, it goes on and it talks about signs. All those who think that the world, the believers in this world don't need, their minds are not working very well because they don't know about signs and everything. Look, he's talking about the signs. He's talking about signs here, about orbits, about things that is going on in the celestial world, about things that we see in the constellations. He's talking about seasons. He's talking about plants. He's talking about animals and all of those things and how the seasons changes. And then the qualities and the power of wisdom. If you lack wisdom, you are really, really doomed. If you lack wisdom, you don't have the fear of God in you. If you lack wisdom, you don't know anything. And you need to go back to study and to ask for wisdom. So today I'm going to leave you and I'm going to continue in the next segment. You can get me at notanyone@gmail.com or notanyone@outlook.com. And my Cash App is $VNKOTEY. And I will talk to you again. Shalom, Dodi. Be blessed. Today we are going to read from Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8. And the first verse, and then there's a heading, and then there's the second verse to 21 for the Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 8. Shalom, I'm Nadi Bat El Elyon, and I pray that today you are doing well. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch you today, and whatever it is that you are in need of, as we are reading this word, as you are listening, it's impacting you and it's changing things in your life and moving you to higher heights in Yeshua's mighty name. Thank you, Lord, for coming to join us in our daily, in our reading today in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Wisdom reacheth from one end to another mightily, and sweetly does she order all things. And then the second, the heading says, Solomon desired wisdom because of her many benefits. And then from the 2 to 21 now. I loved her and sought her out from my youth. I desired to make her my spouse, and I was a lover of her beauty, in that she is conversant with God. She magnified her nobility, yea, the Lord of all things himself loved her. For she is privy to the mysteries of the knowledge of God, and a lover of his works. If riches be a possession to be desired in this life, what is richer than wisdom? What worketh all things? And if prudence work, who of all that are is more cunning workman than she? And if a man love righteousness, her labors are virtues, for she teacheth temperance and prudence, justice and fortitude, which are such things as men can have nothing more profitable in their life. If a man desire much experience, she knoweth things of old, and conjectureth aright what is to come. She knoweth the subtleties of speeches, and can expound dark sentences. She foreseeth signs and wonders, and the events of seasons and times. Therefore, I purpose to take her to me, to live with me, knowing that she would be a counselor of good things, and a comfort in cares and grief. For her sake, I shall have estimation among the multitudes, and honor with the elders. Though I be young, I shall be found of a quick conceit in judgment, and shall be admired in the sight of great men. When I hold my tongue, they shall hide my leisure, and when I speak, they shall give good ear unto me. If I talk much, they shall lay their hands upon their mouths. Moreover, by means of her, I shall obtain immortality, and leave behind me an everlasting memorial to them that come after me. I shall set the people in order, and the nation shall be subject unto me. Horrible tyrants shall be afraid when they do but hear of me. I shall be found good among the multitude and valiant in war. After I am come into my house, I will repose myself with her, for her conversation had no bitterness, and to live with her had no sorrow, but mirth and joy. Now when I consider these things in myself, and ponder them in my heart, how that to be allied with unto wisdom is immortality, and great pleasure it is to have her friendship, and in the works of her hands have infinite riches, and in the exercise of conference with her, prudence, and is talking with her, a good report. I went about seeking her to take her to me, for I was a witty child and had a good spirit, yea, rather, being good. I came into a body undefiled. Nevertheless, when I perceived that I had not otherwise obtained her, except God gave her me. And that was a point of wisdom. Also to know those whose gift she was, I prayed unto the Lord and besought him. And with my whole heart I said, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. We have come to the end of chapter 8 of Wisdom of Solomon. And in a nutshell, he's still talking about wisdom and how important it is to him. How he courted wisdom like you court somebody that you want. He desired wisdom with all of his heart. It tells me that this man, everybody just talk about the riches of Solomon and his wisdom. But if you really pay attention to his words, you will see why God granted him what he asked. He didn't ask for riches. He didn't ask for anything. He asked for wisdom. So today, as a child of God, or if you are just listening to me, I pray that the wisdom of God will meet you in your situation, whatever situation it is you are in. I pray that you seek his wisdom in all things and his counsel, and he will come and help you, and you'll get a good report. Father, we thank you and we give you praise. We adore you. We pray that you give us your wisdom and your understanding of things and help us to make good and better decisions. We pray for our nations. We pray for our leaders. We pray for our children. We pray for our mothers. We pray for our fathers. We pray for our uncles and aunts. We pray for our families. We pray for our friends. We even pray for our enemies. Oh, Lord, help them to turn their wicked ways and come unto you. Because you said the beginning of all wisdom, beginning of all wisdom, the beginning of the fear of God is wisdom. Wisdom is part of you. Wisdom created the universe. Wisdom was there when everything was laid and foundations and everything was made possible. Thank you. Shalom. I'm Nade Bat LL Leon. And my email is nadeni1@gmail.com or nadeni1@outlook.com. It's nadeni1@gmail.com or at outlook.com. And my Cash App is $V, like in Victor, N like in Nancy, K like in Kite, O like in Orbit, T like in Thomas, E like in Edward, Y like in you. Shalom. Shalom, Dodi. Today we are continuing with Wisdom of Solomon 9, verses 1 through 18. It says, the heading says, Solomon prays for wisdom. O God of my fathers, and Lord of mercy, who has made all things with thy word, and ordained man through the wisdom that he should have dominion over the creatures which thou hast made, and order the world according to equity and righteousness, and execute judgment with an upright heart. Give me wisdom that sitteth by thy throne, and reject me not from among thy children. For I, thy servant, and son of thy handmaid, am a feeble person, of a short time, and too young for the understanding of judgment and laws. For though a man be never so perfect among the children of men, yet if thy wisdom be not with him, he shall be nothing regarded. Thou hast chosen me to be a king of thy people, and judge of thy sons and daughters. Thou hast commanded me to build a temple upon thy holy mount, and an altar in the city wherein thou dwellest, a resemblance of the holy tabernacle which thou hast prepared from the beginning. And wisdom was with thee, which knoweth thy works, and was present when thou madest the world, and knew what was acceptable in thy sight, and write in thy commandments. O, send her out of thy holy heavens, and from the throne of thy glory, that being present she may labor with me, that I may know what is pleasing unto thee. For she knoweth and understandeth all things, and she shall lead me soberly in my doings, and preserve me in her power. So shall my works be acceptable, and then shall I judge thy people righteously, and be worthy to sit in my father's seat. For what man is he that can know the counsel of God? Who can think what the will of the Lord is? For thoughts of mortal men are miserable, and our devices are but uncertain. For the corruptible body presseth down the soul, and the earthly tabernacle weighteth down the mind that museth upon many things. And hardly do we guess aright at things which are upon earth, and with labor do we find the things that are before us. but the things that are in heaven, who has searched out, and I counsel, who had known, except thou give wisdom, and send thy Holy Spirit from above. For so the ways of them which lived on the earth were reformed, and men were taught the things that are pleasing unto thee, and were saved through wisdom. Wow. This is so amazing. And I pray that today the Lord will open your eyes. Whatever is going on in your life, that you can ask, like Solomon asked, for wisdom. We all need wisdom in the things we do. He needed wisdom to rule his people, to be able to do the things that the Lord desires of him. You don't have to be ruling a person or be ruling a people or be doing anything that is so grandiose. But you have to still seek the Lord in all of these things. In the way that we talk to people, in the way that we deal with people, in the decisions we make, in the places we go, in the things that we choose, the career paths, the wives that we choose, the husbands that we choose, all of these things requires the wisdom of God. So I pray that today He will grant you wisdom. In Yeshua's mighty name, Shalom. I'm Nadia Battelle Elion, and I will talk to you again in the next segment. My email is nadeni1@gmail.com or nadeni1@outlook.com. It's nadeni1@gmail.com. And my Cash App is VNKOTEY. With a dollar sign in front of it. Shalom.